time when many people might have been moving into retirement and a life of ease, Fred moved from the European Parliament to work with the Evangelical Alliance, and we're going to hear about that now from Robert Amis, who worked very closely with him there.
One of the advantages of speaking forth is that there are many things which you can now erase because they've been said already. One of the heavies of the national press in its obituary to Fred described him as one of the great and the good. Of course, he was speaking in general terms of the establishment. But we agree with that sentiment, though it be a cliché, for reasons far more than the writer could have envisaged. We know him to be a great man. And if ever there was a simple word to describe Fred, it was that he was a good man. Great and good, and all that it implies. We got to know each other initially and subsequently very well because he was president of the Evangelical Alliance from 1992 to 2001, while during most of that time I was the chairman. Ours was a dual responsibility that overlapped, and we became friends. There came a time when Bolsham became my second home. And for that, the joy of those occasions, the long discussions through the night, the sheer pleasure of it, I will ever be grateful. A great and a good man. Steve Clifford, the present general director of EA, contacted me this week and used these words: a wonderful voice and ambassador for the evangelical community, indeed for the whole Christian church. And that is simple to say, but amazingly profound in its implications. We have heard several aspects of the service and influence that Fred Catherwood contributed. But there was a breadth of this man. There was an integrity that matured the breadth, gave it focus. A convinced evangelical of reformed convictions, who believed that the Church of Christ, because of the grace of God, contained those of wide understanding and different experience and differing knowledge of truth, and met them and spoke with them and built bridges towards them. He believed that the secondary matters that divided were less than the important central truths, the non-negotiables that unite. His conviction was demonstrated in a confessional body. For that is what it is, a confessional body like the Evangelical Alliance. So he served and represented evangelicals, those in denominations, for evangelicals are to be found in each, and those of no affiliation whatsoever. Sir Fred argued in industrial relation these three needs: Firstly, a need to listen. Secondly, a need to respect. And thirdly, a need to build trust. And he discovered that these same truths, so important within industry, were essential in the church and amongst Christian people. And he demonstrated this through the sphere of the Evangelical Alliance. I repeat, a confessional body united by certain fundamental truths, but as diverse as that could possibly allow. He listened to those whose emphases were not his own. He respected those with whom he might disagree. He built trust, affection, and deep respect. One of the most significant works that he did as president was to form social action networks. And there would be some operating within narrow fields of political and religious thought who might be surprised that these social action networks were for the support of the unemployed, for the poor, for the helpless, and for the hopeless. And he worked significantly, traveling great distances across the United Kingdom to set up these networks and then to support them and to encourage them into activity. I chaired meetings where he gave his report and was amazed not only at the work that they did, but in the grace of the man who instigated this work and made it possible. Probably not widely known is that Sir Fred travelled vast distances, right even as far east as the borders of China, on behalf of religious liberty, meeting governments, meeting significant bodies, speaking on behalf of people not necessarily those with whom he would identify, but with the name of Christian, that they might be protected and set free. Such was the Catholic spirit of this man, and I use the word Catholic in its true meaning. He was a man who had a faith that worked. He reflected his master, who went about doing good. It was one of my privileges to know him. It was one of my greatest joys to be with him frequently in his home. It was one of my greatest memories of sheer pleasure when Elizabeth and Fred and myself and sometimes the family, we would be together and argue and laugh and respect and honor a man of God who, by the grace of God, was able to do that which he was able to do and in the love of God became ours. And we thank God for him.